Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone, for the E-Block. It is time for Destination Spotlight number 90 in our recurring series of this show, as we're about to take you down to Fort Myers, Florida, located in America's 27th state that entered the Union back in 1845. But first, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Get spring break ready with new luggage and save, as the team at Travel Pro is offering 15% off site-wide plus free shipping.
Every traveler, folks, needs a companion that they can trust. Our Travel Pro bags certainly make our travels a lot easier when we're on the go. And Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers, as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage for spring and save 15% at TravelPro.com, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's head to the Sunshine State via the show hotline to say hello to industry friend Francesca Donlin, who's with the Fort Myers Visitors and Convention Bureau.
Well, it is nice to reconnect with you, Francesca. Mary and I appreciate you joining us for today's Destination Spotlight on Fort Myers.
Great. So glad to be here.
Well, great to have you back with us. So Florida has been in the news a lot this week with spring break happening. The Miami area certainly gets a lot of attention, but the beaches on the West Coast, and certainly those around Fort Myers, Captiva, and Sanibel Island, you know, we think are some of the best in the state. So I want to know, how big is spring break in your area, specifically for all the local hotels, restaurants, merchants, and other businesses?
Well, I would say that we go beyond even spring break, because since the pandemic, Florida has been open and warm, and everyone's here. So we don't even have a spring break anymore. It's just the beaches are full of families and college students and snowbirds and you name it. They're on the beach.
Everyone's mingling.
Everyone's coming on down, right?
So, Francesca, Robert and I have been lucky enough to spend a lot of time in the Fort Myers area over the years. Your airport is one of the easiest to navigate. The River District, with all those 1900s-era buildings, so many shops, cafes, all big draws. But one of my fondest memories is taking our sons to the Edison and Ford Winter Estates. It was such a great day. It was busy. Is that a top draw for visitors?
It really is a top draw. It's the summer home. It's one of the biggest estates that people come to. And I have a quick, cute story about that. I met a man on the plane, and he had two sort of teenagers, and one loved the beach and one didn't love the beach. And he said, "What am I going to do with this one that doesn't love the beach?" And I said, "Oh, you got to go over to the Edison and Ford Winter Estates." And he emailed me and said, "What a great day," because the older cars and Edison's lab and all of the many, many inventions are replicated in some way there. And it's fascinating.
It is. Extremely well done. And actually, that's a perfect segue, your story, into my next question. So for those of us who do love beaches, and I'm one of them, so is Robert, we find them just perfect to unwind and relax. You are blessed, as Robert said earlier when we started, with all of these fabulous beaches, many of them award-winning, I think some of the best beaches in Florida. Do you ever get a chance to go to the beach? And do you have any favorites or anything you want to say about the beaches?
Okay, so I'm a huge beach fan, too. And even though I represent Fort Myers, islands, beaches, and neighborhoods, on my day off, I will go to the beaches. I love Sanibel and Captiva, specifically because once you go over the bridge, you literally feel like you're leaving the state. Mm-hmm. You're in your own tropical getaway. Sanibel is 70% preserved. You see pink roseate spoonbills, and you see dolphins jumping, and you can go find manatees. And the best draw is that it's world famous for its shelling, or its sea shelling. So you find all these treasures on the beach.
Yeah, well, they're gorgeous.
And Sanibel and Captiva are truly great.
Easy to get to.
You feel like when you go over that bridge, you're in a different world. You're not, but it's really a beautiful place for sure. So, all right, so we got to talk about this, be serious. You know, although I'm a Yankees fan, I do appreciate that baseball fans in general can get a double helping of baseball in your town, as you're the spring training home for both the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. So, I mean, how significant is baseball on the local economy? And now with baseball back and games having just started, is there a good buzz there?
Yeah, it was really exciting because, as you can imagine, we have some very diehard fans that come for spring training every year, and this year was a little complicated, but the doors flew open at JetBlue, and all the Red Sox fans poured in on St. Paddy's Day and had a great time. So I think that, yes, it's a huge economic boon, but strangely, we're in this post-pandemic, we're not post yet, but it's just busy here.
Yeah,
Red Sox fans, Minnesota fans, anybody.
Well, you have both teams there, but that's terrific, and I really love that. All right, so we've only got about 35 seconds or so with you left. So real quick, give us something surprising or an interesting fact on Fort Myers that you think are going to entice listeners to come and spend some time
there. Okay, well, we talked about sun and sand and shells, but if you're a foodie and you like cake, I always tell people that if you go to the edge of Captiva, there's a restaurant called the Bubble Room.
Oh, yes, we've been there. Great.
Yep, and they have award-winning orange crunch cake, and it literally is my favorite.
And the Bubble Room is an experience unto itself, folks.
That is its own destination.
We're going to leave it there. You can do that. You know what, Francesca? We agree 100% on that one. So, all right, folks, listen, if you want to plan your own visit, find out more, just go to visitfortmyers.com. Francesca, have a nice weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
All right. Well, it was nice to hear her voice, Mary.
Yes. Beautiful area. Florida.
Visit FortMyers.com. All right. As we approach 11 a.m. Eastern time, that's it for hour one of the program this week. We've now completed 90 destination spotlights. You can find them all on the homepage of our website. After these top of the hour messages, we're going to be back with hour two. We'll kick it off with the NCF. We still have RJ and the Open Road coming and the Personal Connection, Museum Gallery, a lot more. We're going to get it all going in about 7 minutes. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at RMWorldTravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.